Hi, I'm Nefeli Capuano, and I'm here with my grandpa. His name is Filipos Fordukis. He was born in 1946.
November
14th, 1946. And here's the first question. So, how did Yaya Big manage in a poor village in Greece?
Very hard. I lost my father when I was about a year old, so she was without a husband, and it was very, very hard. So sometimes we didn't have enough food to eat, and that's it.
So, So what village did you grow up in Greece?
I was born in a small village, but as soon as I was born, we moved to a small city by the name Kastoria.
Okay. So, did you ever face, when you moved to America, did you ever face discrimination by people?
Not really, no.
Okay.
No.
Who made the greatest influence on you and how?
Oh boy, that's a hard question. Mm-hmm. That's a very hard question, because I lost my father, so yeah. There goes one. I guess the biggest impression in my life, it would have been my grandfather. Mm-hmm. Which it was until he died.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the person that I looked up to.
So what were you like as a kid? What were your character traits, basically?
Like a kid, very happy. You know why?
Why?
No telephones, no TV, no electricity, nothing. Every day we used to go out and play. It was the interaction with other kids every day. That was the best thing.
Did you ever go to school? Or?
Yeah. I did go to elementary school, and then I went to high school. And for 3 years, and then I dropped out and I started working.
Hmm.
I started working when I was about 12, but in the summertime.
Yeah. So did Yaya Big ever get to give you an allowance or anything?
There was no money to get allowance.
To give you, there was no money to actually give you, so.
Maybe just get a small paper
once. What was it like on Thanksgiving? Did you have your whole family come over, or was it just...
Thanksgiving, it was the family getting together, mm-hmm. and we'll scrape up whatever we had, and it was a happy time because everybody got together.
Yeah. So what was your earliest childhood memory, that you have?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Well... in the wintertime, we had to walk to school. There was no bus service over there or anything.
Yeah.
The school was a little bit far. And we used to wear some thin shoes. And our feet got wet, and it was freezing.
Oh, God.
That was
bad.
One memory.
Was Yaya Big ever really strict?
Whenever? Oh, yeah.
What was she doing that was super strict?
If you didn't do what she was saying, you'd get a beating.
Oh, God.
That's it.
What was your best childhood memory?
We said that.
Oh, yeah. What was your worst... How would you like to be remembered?
I as a nice person. A nice person, that's it.
Yeah. So, what was growing up without a dad in a poor village like?
Very hard, very hard. It was very hard because when you see the other kids going to church with their fathers and mothers...
You felt guilty.
Yeah,
jealous.
You felt left out.
Yeah.
Or some people pointed at you, stuff like that.
So, how did your big papu die?
Well, after the Second World War, there was a civil war in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fighting the communists with the West, America, I guess Russia, who's going to take over Greece. And that was the civil war. They put their people to fight. And my father, your great-grandfather, it was in the army. So he got killed in an ambush.
Mm-hmm. So he was like lost in war, right? Like, yeah,
we never found him.
Yeah. So, did you ever, what was your favorite board game, if you ever had one? Like, did you play card games as a kid?
We would play on the dirt. You make a square, two crosses, and you play something like that, or with, whatchamacallit, billiards.
Marbles.
Marbles, right. That was another game we used to play.
Did you have like a lot of friends? And...
Oh yeah, a lot of friends.
So
they were outside all the time.
What was your like worst childhood memory as a kid?
My worst child memory was, in the city that I grew up, there was a lake. And we used to go swimming or whatever. I was very small. I was like maybe 8, 9 years old. And somebody tried to teach me how to swim.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden he got scared and he grabbed me, he threw me towards the deep end. And when I was going down, I saw bubbles coming out of my mouth. And,
I don't know.
Finally, he grabbed me and he pulled me out.
So like drowning was right. Basically, so you were like about to drown.
Yeah.
That was weird. How was your life like when you like first moved to America? Like how did you get money to like live in a house or anything?
Oh, as soon as I got here, I started working right away. It was in a bakery, big bakery factory in Massachusetts. And I started working, I came to United States December 22, 1965, and I started working by the end of the year, I started working. And don't forget, my mother was here when I got here. She had an apartment already. So I started working right away. And then I moved to New York in about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Not even 6 months, after 4 months. I didn't want to stay there, so I moved to New York by myself.
So, didn't you have a friend who got shot?
That happened after a few years. Yeah, it happened in...
can you tell the story of how that happened?
What happened was I was working on the 23rd floor. And we used to get out of work like 8:30 at night. And when I went to get the elevator, there was a guy with a gun, and he hauled me up. I went into the elevator, and as we were going down, a lot of people coming into the elevator, and he hauled them up, took their money and everything. And then on the eighth floor, we knew there was a guy who had a gun. On the eighth and on the sixth floor, there was two guys that they own gun legally. And somebody, when we got to the eighth floor, somebody yelled from inside the elevator, it's a hold up. And the guy that was coming from outside, he tried to pull his gun. But the other guy who was holding us up, he just shot him through the eye, and the bullet came out through his back of his head. He just fell down, and then after a little while, he died. It was a terrible thing. He took a hostage and he left the building. I don't know if they ever found him. They never found him.
So it was a robbery?
It was a robbery.
And then your friend tried to stop the guy who was trying to rob people, and then he got shot trying to do it?
Right.
Okay. So what was it like when you lost him and then you lost your grandpa?
We weren't that close with the guy who got killed. But my grandfather, I lost him when I was in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 14 when I lost him. He died from a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
It was, life was different then, NFL. It was very different than what it is right now. You keep, when somebody died, you kept them at home. There was no funeral home, no nothing. You just keep them at home for 2-3 days.
So, like, you kept their body,
right? Right, and you cover all the mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
with black clothes. So in, I don't know what the thing was, but if you have a mirror,
you would like cover it with like a black sheet or something. Yeah.
Because if the mirror took his image,
it would take his soul.
Right. Some crazy things like that.
Superstition.
Huh?
For the superstition?
Yeah, it was. It was like, I don't know, it's like he stays there or whatever. I don't know what it was.
Were you?
But it was scary, you know, because the body was with you even when you were
like
sleeping.
Yeah, like you didn't like get rid of it or anything. You didn't. Yeah, like you didn't bury it or anything. You just like,
no,
you left
buried, it. You buried him after 2-3 days.
But before the 3 days, you didn't do anything.
No, just you have him over there for people to come and see him. Like, you know, the way they do it in funerals over here, but it was happening at home.
Except at the house.
Yeah.
So, are you like very cheeky or like ruthless or like a troublemaker as a kid?
No. I was a quiet kid and I was very cautious about
things. If you did anything, then
You don't forget that I was alone. I didn't have no father and stuff like that. So I had to be careful for myself and see not to do anything crazy because
then you would
I had nobody to.
You didn't have anyone to like cover you.
Right.
So, remember the story you told me where you dropped like a bag of flour?
Yeah, you're big. She went to another big city and she saved some money and she bought me a suit like. Nice. Yeah. I never had a suit in my life. I was like,
so you were like excited?
I was excited and I put it on and I went out to show it to my friends. I started running and I fell in some wiring and I ripped the whole thing and then I didn't want to go home.
Because you're like, how you wasted all the money?
About 9-10 years old.
Yeah, that's the age.
Yeah. It was a nice suit, I remember it, but.
Mm. Like you liked that suit so much, you wanted to show every off.
Right.
Like you wanted to show everyone and then you destroyed it in like the span of 5 minutes.
By mistake.
Yeah.
But, you know, even though Yaya was very strict, she was very compassionate too because she understood what happened and she didn't yell at me, she didn't do nothing.
Mm.
You know, she understood that I was happy with it. And
you were a kid, enjoying it. Yaya Big was very.
So thank you for doing this interview with me.
You're welcome.